Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you are hearing this week's second featured song of the week. I promised you that we'd be hearing from the same composer, Michel Legrand. Now, let me tell you something about the song you're hearing. Just a little bit. This theme song is from the movie The Other Side of Midnight. This is a movie about love. Wow. Love gone bad. In the movie, an American soldier was overseas where he met a beautiful young lady whom he seemingly fell in love with. And she sure fell in love with him. And they spent so much time together. They were close. And this is what the plan was. He was going to be leaving her country to return home to America. And he was going to take her with him. They would be married. And they would live happily ever after. Instead, when it was time for him to return home, he did so, but without her. He left her there. She was crushed. And just to sum it up, she ended up going to America, and through a series of circumstances, she went from rags to riches. She became a very, very wealthy and powerful woman, and she found him. They crossed paths in America. If you want to, I'll let you watch the movie if you want to get the rest of the story. But this is the theme song, The Other Side of Midnight. Now, I tell you, I do want you to listen closely to each of these songs that I'm going to be playing. You'll definitely hear some similarities, but they're very, very different songs too. And so when tomorrow comes and it's time for you to identify each song, it may be kind of easy to get them mixed up, so pay close attention. And I tell you, one of the clues to the songs is to identifying them correctly is to think about what I'm telling you about each song. Think about what I've shared with you regarding the fact that there's a lot of emotion involved in each of these. And if you pick up on the way the emotion is being conveyed through the music, that'll help you identify which movie, which of course will help you know which theme song you're listening to. All right. Let you know more about what we have coming up this week. Tomorrow is Power Friday on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Let's continue to soar. I want us to get some more tips from Dr. Stephen Stosny's book, Soar Above, so that we can truly learn how to change our brains, mature the way we think, so that we can live better lives, have better relationships. On Saturday, one of the discussions that we'll delve into is helping antibiotics fight back. As you know, antibiotics have done a whole lot of good for a very long time in helping us Homo sapiens and other creatures as well recover from illnesses. But as we also know, due to some bad practices amongst many who've been handling antibiotics, including those of us, the patients, the antibiotics have been beginning to take a beating as the germs and bacteria that they have been fighting have been really getting the edge on them, shutting them down. And experts now are coming up with ways to help the antibiotics fight back. I'm going to talk about that. That'll be one of the discussions that I'll be talking about that I have this coming Saturday. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics, and that's going to show you what we have planned for the week. And our week normally runs from Monday to Sunday, just so that I can keep the Saturday and Sunday grouped together so that you see exactly what's happening on any given weekend at a glance. Okay, now we're still looking into the future. What do you think about cameras? Yep, cameras. Who still remembers, recalls, nostalgically maybe, the time when basically professional photographers were about the only ones who took pictures? And they had their black rooms where they would take their film, work with it, develop it, produce the pictures. Eventually got to the point where they had the Instamatic cameras and Polaroids. You could take a picture and out your picture would roll on a glossy, small square paper. And depending on the camera and how well you used it, a lot of those pictures could really be nice. I mean, those could be some really good pictures. Of course, now we've progressed to the point where we're snapping, and you can still print them out. Got to take them, hook them up to the computer or to your printer, have the right kind of paper. But if you have the right kind of paper, you can still take some good pictures, and I mean some really good pictures. A lot of these cameras that we carry around in our pocketbooks and in our holsters and all are really taking some nice pictures. Some serious detail is involved. Well, there's some other cameras that I want us to be thinking about. Cameras that can pick up on facial recognition. As a matter of fact, facial recognition technology is becoming more sophisticated, with some firms claiming that it can even read our emotions. Facial recognition technology that can read our emotions and detect suspicious behavior. Now, I know one of the things that you're thinking about. Wow, okay. Read our emotions, detect suspicious behavior. How accurate are they? How about the people looking at those cameras? On the other end of the cameras. How accurate are they in reading what the cameras are reading? I know some of you are thinking about privacy, intrusion. Okay, let's talk about this some more in just a few. Right now, get this locked into your memory bank, because when we come back, I'm going to let you hear a third song by Michel Legrand. This one is more of The Other Side of Midnight. By the way, just before we go to break, since I know this is the last time you'll be hearing this song today, isn't that a clever name for the movie, The Other Side of Midnight? The movie opens up, we're on one continent, and eventually we're on another continent. The Other Side of Midnight.